Welcome back to Travel with Anita and Friends. Today's show is all about the season of love. February 14th is Valentine's Day, but love should be celebrated all year. There's no need to stop with just one day. And when you hear a love story that spans the years, you know that there is a true love story to tell when you hear that. And today I'm telling the story, the love story, of Akiko and Ken Freeman, who are the owners of Freeman Vineyard and Winery out in California. Now, a couple who, early in their relationship, found mutual love not only for each other, but also for wine. And in this segment, I talk with them about their love for wine, which actually led to them starting their very own winery, growing grapes, and producing wine. And they'll share their favorite wine to produce and how they have made the choice to focus on that particular type of grape. Now, the song that you heard as we started this segment is one of their favorites. And all of the songs throughout the show that you're going to hear today are their favorites. So I say, you know, take a close listen because you may find one or two songs that you can add to your playlist of love songs, and you can play throughout the year. But for right now, let's jump back in with my conversation with Akiko and Ken. Here we go. Now, thanks for staying with me. Now, I love this love story because it's what I would call wine for two. You know, people say dinner for two, but it sounds like wine for two because not only did you all meet, fall in love, but you both have a passion for the same type of wine. So how do you discover this love for the same type of wine and what that wine is, if you share that?
Well, we Pinot Noir is the wine that we both love. You know, I grew up, I mentioned, in the burbs of New York and had an early appreciation for food. My mom used to take me to the farmer's market and we didn't drink fancy wine, but we drank, you know, wine from France and Australia, which, you know, 30, 40 years ago, that was pretty unusual. So it was kind of an early appreciation for that. But the wine we kind of I gravitated to was Pinot Noir due to the kind of complexity of the grape.
And my family, especially my father, loved French Pinot Noir, the Burgundy wines. Mm-hmm. And Japan, when I was growing up, didn't really have a strict drinking age limit. And my mom didn't quite drink. So when I was about 7 years old, my dad looked at me and I said, I'm going to raise this kid as my drinking buddies. So he started teaching me about Pinot Noir. And so I kind of grown up like smelling and sipping my dad's wine glass. And it's always my first love for my wine.
Now, what about Chardonnay? Is that a love for the both of you as well?
Well, Chardonnay is the other grape of Burgundy, France. And originally, our first year, we just made Pinot Noir. But a lot of what we do are wine dinners and where we share our wines. And, you know, starting with somebody else's white wine wasn't that much fun. And so we decided to produce a little Chardonnay, too, because it complements Pinot Noir from.
Yeah. And when we started a winery, California Chardonnay was quite oaky, buttery, rich. That was the style that was going around. And I didn't really care for that. It was just completely different from the Chardonnay I grown up with. So when Ken mentioned to let's make Chardonnay, I said, over my dead body, I'm not doing that. However, he told me, like, if we ever do winemaker's dinner and don't have any white wines, we have to start with somebody else. So that got me thinking. So we, against the fashion at the time, Borg, and we made a more lean kind of mineral-driven, beautiful, elegant Chardonnay. And it's our customer just loves it.
And our area, Anita, is perfect for growing Pinot Noir and Chardonnay. So both great varietals really thrive where we're located.
Again, there's another love coming in there, too. There must be a love for the area. So tell us a little bit more about that area.
So we're located about 10 miles inland from Bodega Bay, so and 1 hour north of the Golden Gate Bridge. So what makes this area so perfect for growing grapes is the Pacific, the proximity of the ocean, and the fog. And so we get during the growing season, which is really kind of, you know, March through September, October, it's foggy at night and 50 degrees. And then it burns off like clockwork around 10 a.m. And it and it goes to about 80 degrees, 85 degrees, and it repeats itself. The fog rolls in about 5 at night. So why that's important is that change of diagonal shift in temperature builds the complexity of the grape. That's why you get these very kind of vibrant flavors. The other kind of amazing thing about our area is we have steep hillsides, so it's very kind of mountainous and hilly. And the best wines and vineyards around the world are grown on hillsides. And the reason for that is the soils are leaner there, that all the nutrients flow down the hill. And so in a strange way, we're looking to grow less grapes, but higher quality grapes, because the vines really have to go deep and be stressed. It costs more money to plant our vineyards on these hills, costs more money to farm it, and we grow less grapes, but the flavor and complexity is really, really good.
Now, your winery is called Freeman's Winery.
Freeman Vineyard and Winery.
Yeah, so you have multiple vineyards? All right, tell us a little bit. I know about Gloria, but do you have others?
We do. We actually have another estate vineyard out toward Bodega Bay, toward the coast. So we're located, I mentioned, 10 miles in our winery and our Gloria Vineyard at 400 feet elevation. And we have a Yuki Vineyard, which is located 6 miles to the west and it goes up 600 feet to 1,000 feet, so closer to the ocean. And that's named Yuki. And that's after our nephew in Tokyo. Akiko is the 23rd generation in her family. And we don't have kids. And Yuki is our nephew. And since he's the 24th generation, he took the pressure off of us. So we named the vineyard off after him.
I love that.
He's 14 years old, lives in Tokyo.
Oh, that's really good.
He's very interested in whenever his parents are drinking our wine, he wants to smell it and have a sip, not quite drinking it yet, but whenever he comes out, he is passionate about tractors and forklift as like our young boys do. It's quite nice.
Well, you know, you bring up a really good point because I know your winery is recognized internationally as one of California's most acclaimed small producers. So it sounds like you're probably a lot of inspiration, not only to your nephew, but other people wanting to follow in your footsteps. So tell us a little bit about that. Do you have any programs, anything like that, where you work with other wineries to help them get started or young people to introduce them to winemaking and growing the grapes?
Absolutely. We have we bring in a couple of interns every harvest season, and folks are so welcoming to us. You know, we didn't come from this industry. We didn't have a ton of money, and we were able to kind of build a successful business. You know, it's very hard to do it. People were very open to us and sharing information. So we try to support the next generation as much as we can.
And this year is our 20th at the winery, but we had quite several Japanese students came to do the harvest with us. They wanted to make wine either in the States or back in Japan, and they came to work the harvest to see how the whole harvest flow works.
Well, I think that's great. I mean, definitely when you can reach back and pull someone else up with you, that's always a great thing. So congratulations on that. Now, we'll stop here, too, for another break. But when we come back, I want to jump into Akiko. I'd like for you to tell us a little bit about your personal influences in terms of your Japanese heritage and your family and how that has influenced the winemaking. So let's stop and take a break. And when we come back, let's jump right in on that.
It's break time, but we are not stopping with the story of love. So don't go anywhere. Love is in the air, and I'll bring it to you as soon as we get back. Let's have a toast for love. Now, today's show is brought to you by Allianz Travel Insurance. Choose a plan that helps you say, it was a worry-free getaway. So check out their website at AllianzTravelInsurance.com. Back in a moment here on Travel with Anita and Friends. Mm-hmm.